This motion before us is a very simple proposition. And at the core of it, it's asking the government to do what you said you were going to do. It's asking the government to fulfil its commitment that you gave before the election in the form of Simon Harris and what you've put into the programme for government in black and white for all of us to see. That's what this motion is about. There's many other aspects that the Minister talked about in terms of housing that we could go into debates about how you've missed your targets over and over, how you're pushing up house prices beyond the reach of ordinary people, how you have allowed institutional investors to buy up most of Dublin and rent it out at an extortionate price, how you continue to allow them to pay no tax on the rent. Well, all of those issues can be discussed at a separate time. But this motion is simple. It is about, do you believe that vulture funds with unlimited capital should be allowed to come in here and buy up, bulk purchase houses from under the noses of first-time buyers? Young couples who have scrimped and saved, who have done everything right, who have done everything that they can to be able to purchase their forever home, and only to find international capital being allowed to come in here by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and outbid them over and over and over and over again in terms of that house. Not only just outbidding them, but pushing up prices for all of their other people that are in their same situation. And let's see what was said on the record here. Simon Harris, the man who says whatever needs to be said at the time. Simon Harris, when he was Taoiseach, wrote to the Finance Minister. He said, this cannot be tolerated. Barry Ward, we heard today, talk about that the government introduced a stamp duty. The desire to stop this happening. The programme for government, crystal clear. 2025, it was signed off on. Keep the stamp duty surcharge under review to ensure they prohibit bulk purchases. So what's happening? Bulk purchases are still happening. Nearly 300 homes last year that were accounted for, but we know that there's much more because you can bulk purchase up to 9 homes without even registering it. Bulk purchases in their hundreds are still happening. And the Minister in the amendment that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the independents who back up this shoddy government are about to vote for is, we believe that the measures are having the desired effect. And that's where the mask slips for the government. Because I made a point earlier on, this vote is so simple. You do need to pick a side here. You either pick the side of the vultures or you pick the side of ordinary people. That's what it's about. The Minister in his statement earlier on said, the challenge is balance, preventing inappropriate bulk purchasing of family homes. So what is appropriate bulk purchasing of family homes? Is the 293 houses that were snapped up from first-time buyers last year, were they all appropriate? Who's determining this? It is outrageous what the government is allowing to happen. It is more outrageous that Simon Harris promised to end it. That Barry Ward says that the stamp duty is about a desire to stop this happening, and your programme for government says that you will prohibit bulk purchasing, and yet you have an option tonight to ban it. You have an option tonight to vote and say, you know something, we will actually end this practice. There might be little else that we can get right in housing, but this one we can do. And with the stroke of a pen, we can increase the stamp duty to 100%, 200%, whatever you want, to make sure that it is impossible. It is impossible for vulture funds to swoop in here with the support of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the independents who support you and buy those houses from under the nose of first-time buyers. And anybody who believes or who states that they're on the side of first-time buyers knows what they need to do today. You need to pick the side, and it is not the side of the vultures you should be on.